The increasing cost of fuel is about to hit Tampa area electricity customers in a major way soon. Tampa Electric Company announced this afternoon that electric bills for their customers could jump over 30% beginning next year. The utility announced today that utility fuel costs alone could rise as much as 22% next year. And as previously announced, next month TECO will be seeking a 9% increase in its base electric rates. Laura Wade is a spokesperson for Tampa Electric Company.
The reason that electric rates are looking to go up in January is 100%, almost 100%, the cost of fuel. And fuel is the input that we need to power our generating facilities and create electricity. As all of our customers have seen at the gas pump, fuel costs have gone up exorbitantly. And this is also true of fuels like natural gas and even coal that help fuel power plants.
Now, Laura, last month, TECO announced that you'd be looking for a 9% increase in base electric rates, which I understand was the first time in, I believe, 16 years that TECO had asked for that. So combined, we're looking at over 30% rate hike here?
Yeah, it's truly exasperating. If you look at the base rate component of our rates, which is the only portion of the rates that includes any profit whatsoever, and it is the cost that we utilized to invest in our system to serve our customers. We have done absolutely everything we can, maximizing efficiency, reducing costs. We have managed to keep from having to increase that amount for 16 years since 1992. I don't know a lot of other businesses that can say that. However, fuel costs are an entirely different story. These things are pass-through costs, and what a pass-through is, it's a cost that is collected from customers and used to pay fuel suppliers. There's no markup, there's no profit. What the market charges is what we pay, and that is what gets passed on to customers. So this part of the bill is largely outside of our control. We do things, we hedge our natural gas purchases, we try to maximize the amount of electricity we generate from coal, but largely these are market forces, and they're the same forces that your listeners see at the gas pump. We also face such increases as well.
But just last month, when TECO announced its base rates would increase by 9%, there was no talk of a rate hike because of higher fuel cost, although that's been perhaps the dominant news story in the U.S. this year. This was spokesman Rick Marrera in June.
I think at this point, what we've projected our fuel costs to be is pretty much in line with what they are actually running. So at this point in time, we're okay from, you know, fuel cost standpoint, so that is not a factor.
And this is spokesperson Laura Wade today.
Well, what you're talking about is what's called in the utility business is a mid-course correction. This is when utilities fuel costs are adjusted every year if everything goes as planned. If they make projections and the fuel costs are within 10% of those projections, then everything proceeds and it's adjusted annually. When a utility has fuel costs that are either 10% above or 10% below their projections, they must tell the Public Service Commission and go in for what's called a mid-course correction or adjustment. It could be a credit if they're below 10%, could be a surcharge if they're above 10%. And what we announced when we announced the base rate request, we announced that we did not anticipate going in for a mid-course correction, which means we're not going to do a surcharge this year, and that remains the case. We have been, year-to-date, up through the end of June, we've been about 9% over our projection on fuel cost. The actual costs have been 9% above what we projected, but by the end of the year, we think they're going to be more like 20%.